The South Sudan government and the Kingdom of Morocco signed an agreement in 2017 to construct a new national capital in the Lake States community of Ramchiel in what was a wildlife park. Officials said the move to a more central area would make the seat of the government more accessible to the people. Morocco agreed to fund the technical and financial needs of construction, starting with feasibility studies costing about $5 million. Under the deal, South Korean companies are to do the construction. Vice President Taban Dengai, who heads the government's infrastructure cluster, said the government should embark on the project to relocate the capital to Ramchiel, which could happen within 2 years.
We are very serious about Ramchiel. Ramchiel is a national project. It cannot fail. We have to continue with it. The law for Ramchiel is still in the Ministry of Justice. And we have our learned lawyer Gurbandi, who helped us drafting that law. Because we are very careful, we don't want people also to encroach into Ramchiel. We have registered about 1,500 population of Ramchiel, Governor Ring. The people of Ramchiel up to today was us, they are only 1,500. The people that are going to, that we shall compensate when we implement Ramchiel. Those are the people who got there. Like, for example, you know, the Ramchiel is including a canal to come from where, and then Moya Maji Cave. It's a very complicated city. But I agree with you, in 2 years, this is what I say.
He made the comments at the governor's forum on Monday. Guy also said the government was cautious about the plans after learning that a group of people wanted to encroach on the Ramchiel land because of the plan to chip the capital. Vice President Guy says the construction of Ramchiel as a smart city will cost as much as $20 billion, but said the cost is necessary. He says the master plan is finished and a model sample of the city has been built in South Korea, waiting shipment to South Sudan.
Where will the government get this money? By the way, it's very simple for government to get this money. There are investors that are ready to put their money, because they know if you put $20 billion in developing a land, then that land is going to get them $1 trillion from the sale of land. Just the implementation of master plan, meaning what? Meaning that you will have a city with roads, tarmac roads, sewage system, electricity connection, everything is ready. You are just coming to build your house or your office.
Dr. Abraham Maliet, a senior economic advisor to South Sudan's economic cluster, says while relocating national capital from Juba to Ramchiel is important, it is not necessary to put money into it now. He says it is not a time-bound project and can be done anytime in the near or far future.
Our mission is to make sure that this peace is sustained. Number two, we also go through the interim period, so it finishes, we do elections, then the legitimate government comes on board, and then that project now can be retabled.
Maliet says implementing the peace agreement, stabilizing the country's situation and the economy by paying civil servants on time and finishing projects to connect the country with roads should be the government's priorities. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Juba.